How to craft the ideal financial advisor marketing calendar. A financial services content calendar can help you in myriad ways, including increasing your revenue, improving your SEO, and building trust in your brand. When you're ready to reap those rewards at your business, and you've decided to outline your calendar, there are things to keep in mind. So, get your pen out and start taking notes. Here's all you need to know to craft the ideal financial advisor marketing calendar. Plan and strategize. The most important aspect of a successful financial services content calendar is ensuring that there's a plan and strategy behind it. So, before you dive right into creating a schedule of blog articles, social posts, and financial seminars, take some time to think about what you want to accomplish. And realistically, how much time do you have to contribute to your marketing calendar? Set goals. What are your goals? Be specific. Instead of saying, "I want to grow my business," consider, "I want to meet with 20% more prospects each quarter and close 10% more than last quarter." Make sure the goal is SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. When you know your objectives, consider what ways you can reach them. What marketing solutions have worked for you so far? What other options are out there for financial advisor marketing? Make sure to write it all down and include it in your financial services content calendar. Know your target audience. You think you know your target audience, but do you? Dedicate time to review your top clients and jot down similarities, differences, and what makes them ideal. Is there more than one ideal prospect on your list? If so, great. The closer and more specific you can market to your ideal target, the better. So, if you have two buyer personas, A, married man, aged 55, looking for help with retirement and debt consolidation, and B, single woman, aged 60, interested in tax savings and retirement, target these two personas individually. Create a routine. Now that you've done the hard labor of setting goals and defining your audience, it's time to get serious and create a schedule. How much time can you commit to content marketing? Financial seminars and other in-person events? Updating your website? Outline your time constraints and prioritize your goals and what you want to accomplish. Remember, it's always okay to outsource items you can't manage or set small projects each day that come together into one more extensive project. Whatever your routine looks like, make sure it works for you and is something you can reasonably stick with. Work with existing content. There's no reason to start from scratch. Go through existing content and see what you can recycle and reuse. An older blog could be updated and reposted to the website. Then, create a social post for the new blog article, directing your audience to check it out. If the blog post is popular, consider turning it into a collateral piece for your clients to download and review. And voila! You've just created three new content pieces and updated your website. That wasn't so bad, was it? Identify any gaps. What are you missing in the marketing mix? Do you have any blog posts? Do you have a social page? But more than where you're marketing, consider what you're marketing. Make sure your content is varied over what your audience wants to know. If all your blogs cover retirement, they may not know that you manage Medicare also. Make sure to highlight all of your services and expertise. Timeliness matters. When creating the financial advisor marketing calendar, consider the time of year, the coming holidays, and how people's schedules and interests change throughout. If December is notoriously slow, it's a great time to allocate to research, planning, and goal setting. If March is your busiest month, focus more of your time with clients. Announce your schedule. Highlight your expertise and your activities. Whenever you have a financial seminar scheduled, post it on your website, announce it in your company newsletter, and promote it on your social pages. When you attend a conference or networking event, prioritize it in your content marketing and share it with your audience. Monitor your performance. Once you've set goals and started promoting your brand, keep track of your progress. Check back often to ensure your plans succeed as you had hoped. If they aren't, it's time to reevaluate and try something new. A/B testing can help you determine what your audience is most interested in and what causes them to act. Make changes that highlight what your metrics show you and keep improving your marketing month by month. Get to work. What are you waiting for? Now you have all the information on why you need a financial services content calendar and what you need to create your own. But marketing solutions can be challenging. When you need help defining your target audience and connecting with more highly qualified prospects, Leading Response is here to help. Our team can help you outline goals and expectations to grow your financial advisor business. Let's get started.